Jai Baba, Chapter 9. Baba was aware of everything, but he often feigned ignorance. Sitting in Masjid Ai, he knew what transpired not only in this world, but even in the world beyond. One day, Nana needed to go to Pandharpur. He made the necessary preparation for his journey, but he wanted to meet his Baba Sai and seek his blessings. He, along with his family, left for Shirdi. He had no time to inform anybody of his plans to meet Baba first and then continue his travel to Pandharpur. When Nana was a short while away from Shirdi, Baba was seated on his gunny bag in Masjid Ai. He was talking to Appa Shinde, Kasi Ram and Mal Sapati. He halted, shut his eyes, and then after a while said, "Come, let the four of us sing together and call out to Lord Vithoba, the one who resides in Pandharpur. Let us sing with joy." Baba loved the bhajan, "I leave for Pandharpur where alone I stay in the abode of my Lord." Baba began to sing the bhajan loudly and happily, and in a short while other devotees gathered and all were merrily singing the bhajan, calling out to Lord Vithoba. In a short while, Nana along with his family arrived and saw Baba singing the bhajan to Lord Vithoba of Pandharpur. Nana immediately understood Baba's greatness and omnipresence. He prostrated himself at Baba's feet and Baba smiled and continued to sing the bhajan. Baba believed and lived by the principle of Sufism or Bhakti, which is, poverty is the real richness as our true wealth is our love and faith in the One. Baba walked about in torn clothes and begged for his food. He lived in a dilapidated mosque with the floor still made of mud. On and off, cow dung was used to smoothen and freshen the ground. The masjid was open from one side, thus rainwater, sunlight, wind, all the elements and the fury of nature were welcome. For many Sufis who came to Baba in the early days, Baba was either a wali, a peer, or an awliya. For some, he was a hazrat or a kutub. These are spiritual hierarchies and in reality did not make a difference to Baba. For Baba, he was a servant, child, disciple, friend, and lover of God, Allah Ta'ala. Baba liked to confuse his followers about his past. Sometimes he would hint that he was a Hindu. Sometimes he would suggest that he was a Muslim. Sometimes he would say that his guru was Roshan Shah, who was obviously a Muslim. And then without batting an eyelid, he would say his guru was Venkusa, who was a Hindu. In reality, both sound the same, Roshan Shah and Venkusa. He would have Allah Malik on his lips, recite the Surah Fatiha, and then go about doing everything that was not appreciated by the Muslims, like allowing devotees of other faiths to perform and sing the aarti, treating him clearly as their presiding deity, God and Master. Then his love for Lord Hanuman was known to one and all. Dare anybody say a harsh word against Lord Hanuman, and Baba would abuse, curse, and even get violent. When Baba would get angry, strong-built men would dive for shelter. Baba never ate in anybody's home. He neither ever cooked food for himself, and he never kept food for the next day. There were times before the year 1910 when Baba used to cook for his devotees. He would shop for all the ingredients, haggle with the vendor, win the argument, and then pay the vendor far more than what the person had initially demanded. Then Baba would get all the food items to the masjid, wash everything, make spices, then in a big handi or pots, he would cook the food. One pot would be for those who ate non-vegetarian food, and the other for those who only ate vegetarian food. When the food in the huge pot would be boiling, Baba would roll up his sleeves and put his hand in the boiling broth and stir the broth with his bare hand. He loved to feed his devotees and also loved feeding animals and birds. After the year 1910, when a multitude of devotees began to flock to Shirdi and bring with them food as prasadam, Baba stopped cooking meals thenceforth. In the next chapter, we shall see how Baba begged for his food. The king of the universe, the chief of the five perfect masters, the one who could materialize whatever was needed by a simple sigh, he who could dictate the clouds to stop raining and who could save a child from the wrath of the scorching fire by sitting far away in Masjidai, would go to beg for food every day. Why? Was it to keep his ego in check? Did he ever have an ego? Was it to tell one and all that it is the Creator who provides and thus have firm faith in the Lord and Master? Was it to help those from whom he begged to cleanse their karma? Why would the king beg for food? And most importantly, how would he beg for food? That shall be talked about in the next chapter. Peace be to all. Baba bless us all with lots of laughter and happiness. Jai Sai.